I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No. My strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and the mountains.
Desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe in this broken generation. When all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again.
Thank you very much for joining us for the worship hour this morning on this happy Mother's Day Sunday. And Mom, we are so glad that you have gathered the family together and you are going to worship with us with the whole clan. And today, because the governor has said it's okay, you can gather all 10 kids with you right around you in the living room and watch the service. Here you've been through this COVID, happened to send them to neighbors and friends and out to the chicken coop and over there to the grain shed. Now you can bring them all into the house, gather them around, and you can be 10 or less on Mother's Day. So we're going to go ahead and open up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to go to Dwelling in Beulah Land, How Great Thou Art, for Noreen Brace. She requested that. And just celebrate Mother's Day as we worship together. So let's open up with a word of prayer first. Lord in heaven, we do come before you and we thank you for this opportunity to worship you. We do thank you for all the moms who are part of our church family and the moms in our lives. I just pray that you'd bless them in a special way today. Help them to sense and know your presence. Draw them nearer to you, Lord. And I do ask that you be with us as we look into your holy word during this time. And even our message, remembering and pondering things that are in a mom's heart. And I just pray that you would help us to honor you and bring honor to moms. Please be with us as we worship. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So we're going to turn it right over to Brother John and our praise team for this Sunday morning.
Falling, then I know the
Thank you very much. That was a blessing. And certainly at home, I'm sure that was a blessing to you as well. I hope that you were able to sing along. I do have just a couple quick announcements, but primarily I think we're going to go right to a little video that we thought would maybe be inspirational, kind of be a blessing to you this morning about moms. So enjoy.
Let's go back to that little place where we used to go in the summer days. The lodge by the water's still my favorite place, and I could come every year and it wouldn't change.
All right, thank you very much. That was great. Kind of a catchy tune in that video. John and I were talking about it, that people will be walking around doing that little tune to that video. Also, at this time, we're going to turn it right back over to our praise team. They're going to sing, "Brethren, We Have Met to Worship, and All I Have is Christ." I'm really hoping pretty soon, brethren, we will be able to meet to worship. So sing it out in hope.
Reach the word. All is vain unless the
Thank you very much, ladies and John. That was great. It was a blessing. And at this time, we have a special by Alika and Jeremy Kelly. They came up this week and worked together with John, did some practicing, and then came back and recorded it. And John is going to splice it into our service for this morning. And that is going to be such a blessing. I did also want to mention to you that we're getting ready in a couple weeks on May the 24th. We're going to do a Sunday evening Singspiration service via live stream. Now, we're going to work on that and try to put that together. But what we are looking from you is maybe you'd like to do something in that Singspiration. And the way that would work is you'd come to the church and you'd record it. Whether maybe you wanted to read a poem or a special text or you want to sing a song, whatever it may be, we would like you to be a part of that Singspiration service. So we're going to do that on Sunday night, the 24th. Now, this evening, there's not going to be an evening service. The reason for that is we years ago decided that on Mother's Day and Father's Day that there wouldn't be evening services. And so therefore, this evening there won't be, and largely because the governor has opened it up to where families can gather. And I know that a number of our church families, they will gather with their families to celebrate Mother's Day. And as I mentioned earlier in the Bible Hour, we want to facilitate that and encourage that. So there'll be no evening service tonight. All right, we are going to turn it right over to Jeremy and Alika.
My wandering never changes.
Thank you very much, Jeremy and Alika. That was a blessing. I am getting ready to do my message for this morning. The title of it is A Mom's Heart Full of Treasure. Now, we mailed out to the ladies in our church a little pin, and it is a heart with a little bead on the bottom, a little red heart. The cards had different things on it. This particular card says, "There are no secrets inside this heart. My love for you is eternal." But it was just, it's a simple gift we wanted to give to every mom. I had bought them months ago, planned to give one out to every lady at church. So we mailed them out this week. A couple of the post offices wouldn't go ahead and complete the mailing. So because of the way just the package didn't meet their criteria, even though the post office had taken them, they wouldn't finish the mailing. So we finished that mailing by hanging them on your doors. If you didn't get one, because I have no idea whether maybe some of them just didn't get delivered, I just don't know. But we would love to give you one. If you would like to have one, contact the church, swing by, we will bring it right out to you and you can have it. But it's just a simple gift. It's not an expensive gift. It's something to let you know that your church loves you. And we recognize the heart of a mom. And that's where we're going to go this morning with our message. I'm going to read to you two texts, one out of Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20, and one out of Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 51. And what we're actually going to do is see Mary's heart as she thinks and ponders and considers and hides in her heart the memories she has of the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, the message is a mom's heart full of treasure. I'm going to read to you first Luke chapter 2, and we're going to go to verses 15 on down. So let me take you to Luke chapter 2. I am really looking forward to when we have real people here instead of empty pews. That just is not the same. And I am hopeful the little bit of movement we've seen where they're saying families can get together with 10. And we could have 10 here. And we may go ahead and start increasing our praise team, try to get some of our orchestra or praise band back. We're working on some different things. But for sure, I want you to know that your pastor is not getting contented with doing my messages on camera. I want to be ministering to real people. I can see your face. I can preach and feel the response of our congregation. We're looking forward to you coming back. So Luke chapter 2, verses 15 down through 20. Listen as I read. "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." Now, isn't that amazing? We get an opportunity to look back in history at the time of our Christ's birth, looking right into the manger where Mary and Joseph are as these shepherds come from the angels telling them about the birth of the Savior. And as they come and they share with Mary and Joseph all that they had seen and heard, in fact, the text tells us the shepherds go on to tell others. Verse 20 says, "And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. and it was told unto them. They went on and they told others all these amazing and phenomenal things. But our text takes a moment and it hones in on Mom. It hones in on Mary. And listen again to what it said. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now that's at the birth of Christ. But let's go a little bit farther into his childhood. Look with me, if you would, to Luke chapter 2, verses 41 down through 51. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of their feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. And they sought him amongst their kinfolk and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned again back to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were... Excuse me. Sorry about that. Shoo. Had a little bit tickle in my nose. Made me sneeze. And I knew it was coming. Did that ever happen to you? Drives you crazy, doesn't it? I'll finish our text without... hopefully another one of those. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the sayings which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. You know, that is moms, isn't it? Moms, they put a treasure trove of memories in their hearts, don't they? And each and every one of us, we do that. Dads too, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, brothers and sisters, neighbors and friends. We hide in our heart a treasure trove of memories. I have a picture for you I want to share. And it's a picture of my daughter and my son when they were preschoolers. Here it is right here. I was pastoring in Kansas at the time, and we lived in a little farmhouse out in the country, and Josh and Joy had gone ahead and gotten in the mud. And when they came over, I told Sandra Jo, grab the camera, let's take a picture of these kids. I thought this was just great. She did too. And we made a picture memory that both Sandy and I cherish. It's a treasure. Now, we have it in a picture, but you know what? We also have it in our heart. And every once in a while, I think about this picture. In fact, today, when I was studying, putting together my message, I called Sandra Jo on the phone. I said, Sandra Jo, you remember that picture of the kids standing on the porch? She knew immediately which picture I was thinking of. And I'm gonna get a hold of Josh and Joy, and I'm gonna tell them, now I need you and your kids to watch my message this Sunday morning, because I have a picture of you in the message as part of Sandy and my memories. Each and every one of us, just as Mary did, we hide in our hearts. And the text says she kept these memories in her heart. Then it says she pondered these memories in her heart. You know, it's interesting when you look up the word keep, it says to have or retain possession of. So that means that she retained, she possessed in her heart this memory of Jesus being born in a stable, that manger, because there was no room in town. In fact, look with me there in Luke chapter 2, verse 7. It says, she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, what mom wouldn't remember that? I remember when I was pastoring in Kansas, one of the ladies in the church before I had come, her and her husband had had a child, and the baby was born on the way to the hospital in the car with dad. Now, what a memory she had to hide in her heart. And she would tell everybody that story, and so would he. She was pretty excited about it. He was pretty horrified by it. But those kind of memories, don't we just hide them in our heart and keep them there? Here you see Mary, and this must have been such an amazing memory. And can you imagine her and Joseph sharing it back and forth as they kept that memory in their heart of Jesus being born in the manger? But, you know, it's also interesting, too. Go down with me, if you would, in our text, and look with me at verses 8 down through 11. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Now remember, the shepherds take that information and they go and see Mary and Joseph there in the stable, in the manger. And can you imagine that memory that she kept in her heart? That God had sent angels to the shepherds to tell the shepherds about the birth of her child. Aren't those amazing memories, Mom? Look at all the folks that when you had your little precious bundle, you called grandma and mom and dad. You called your best friends. Some of you called pastor. And the next day, Sandy and I came down and we prayed with you and your baby. But we have those memories kept in our hearts, don't we? When you look in our texts, you come down to verses 15 and 16. It tells us that it came to pass that the angels were gone away from the shepherds. And the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known. And they came with haste, the text says, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, can you imagine that memory? Here are this mom and dad, these two, gathered together in this stable, animals and critters around him. I'm sure that Joseph had worked hard to make it as comfortable as he could for his wife as she's getting ready to have a baby. And the excitement of having the baby, and they're sitting there with the Lord Jesus, just a little babe, and all of a sudden shepherds show up at the door. Now, maybe they're thinking to themselves, what are we going to do? There's no room in this manger for a bunch of shepherds. What about all their sheep? Are they going to bring everybody in here? It's kind of like you on Mother's Day this year, COVID-19. You might be looking out the window thinking, what am I going to do if more than 10 show up for Mother's Day? Hey, I hope you have that problem. It's a good problem to have. Maybe space it. You're going to have to set somebody out, make them in charge like an usher, and usher in groups to see mom. Wouldn't that be great? It would make a memory, wouldn't it? In fact, this whole COVID-19 thing is quite the memory for all of us. But Mary and Joseph, when these shepherds showed up, it added to the memory of all that had transpired. And that's life, isn't it? Our lives are full of memories that we keep as a treasure in our hearts, just as Mary and Joseph did. I'm sure in your life, there are childhood memories that you have kept in your heart. I'm sure there's adolescent memories as you started coming up through those young years and growing and maturing and learning and expanding. I'm sure there's all those young adult memories. As you became a young woman or you became a young man, as you faced high school and college and all those transitions, you stacked up in your heart memories that you were going to keep. I almost brought down from the storage room in the church, we have a great big case full of picture albums and envelopes. We have the big disc with the slides in it. Some of you have no idea what that is. It's like ancient history with the slide projectors. We have those up there. That box is full of church memories. But better than that, in our hearts are memories. Memories that we keep as we grow and mature. As you and I became young adults, or you are becoming young adults, and then as you face adulthood itself. And you know, the amazing thing about adulthood is it kind of repeats itself. You know, we reach an age where we become an adult and we meet that person God has for us and we get married. Then we have children. We raise them up and launch them off. And then amazingly, our children have children who we get to be a part of raising as well. Some in a small way, some in a big way. My children live far away, so it's kind of a small part that I get to have in my grandchildren's lives. Some of you live right next door to family, and you see that life cycle over and over again of becoming an adult, having children, launching families and maturing and growing. And Mary and Joseph, they got to see Jesus go from that childhood, that 12-year-old event, there in Jerusalem. And they saw him mature and become a man. It's an amazing thing for each of us to look back in the scriptures and see the things that transpired. Look with me, if you would, at the Gospel of John, chapter 21. I want you to see just a little bit of a glimpse of our Lord Jesus Christ when he became a man and he started his ministry. Look with me, if you would, at John chapter 2. And I'm going to read to you verse 1 through 6, and then I'm going to jump down and read to you verse 12 as well. Listen to what it says. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw it out now, and bear it unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom over. And then he compliments him on this fresh. He says, most events they give old, fermented juice. But here you've brought to me fresh, fresh grape, new wine. Now, I want you to look down with me at verse 12. After this, Jesus went down to Capernaum. He and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. Now, I'm showing you this because you find that Mary, her sons, the disciples, and Jesus, They were all at this wedding, and then from there they went on to Capernaum. All of them had experienced a moment to hide in their heart as a memory, to keep as a memory. It tells us that this is the beginning of Jesus Christ's miracles. They were there. Now, why is that pertinent? Why is it so important? Well, it's because of the second part of our original text. My second point is triggered by this. I want you to look with me back into Luke chapter 2, and I want you to look down with me, if you would, to verse 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. So we know that from his birth all the way through his life, she kept these sayings in her heart, didn't she? Now I want you to go back earlier in chapter 2, and I want you to look with me, if you would, down to let's pick the exact verse we want, verse 19. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now, this is a little different than keeping it. Now she's going to ponder it. So it tells us not only did she keep all these amazing things in her heart, she pondered them. To ponder, I went ahead and I looked back to see what's this word exactly mean. To ponder something is to think about carefully, especially before reaching a conclusion. Isn't that great? So Jesus, his mother, his brothers, and remember, James is going to come to faith, and he is actually going to become a pastor, and the disciples. They all kept memories in their hearts. But Mary, it says, and those who were with her, no doubt, pondered those memories. Now, me, with the little picture of my little boy and my little girl, I do sometimes ponder that memory. In fact, if I talk too much about these guys at that age, it chokes me up. I'm not a crier or a weeper, but I'm telling you what, if I think too much about my little boy and my little girl, it chokes me up. I miss those days. They're long gone for me. They're grown. They're adults. I have to prompt them to shoot me a phone call. The grandkids love me far more than my own kids, I think. Anyways, I don't know. It seems like it. In fact, Joy's little girl, Lucy, every time she gets on the phone with Nanny, Nanny complains because the first thing Lucy says is, "Grampy, where's Grampy?" Now, you can't beat that. But all of this I say because I ponder my memories, don't you? I thought about making a little slideshow of my kids' lives, but that would bore you to death. But for me, it would be a moment of pondering, to contemplate and to remember and to bask in those days. Well, that's what Mary does. We find Mary all the way through to the crucifixion. We find Mary faithfully drawing near, being there with our Lord. And we find even at the cross, Jesus concerned about his mom. But the amazing thing is, when we consider the pondering of these memories, is that when we come to the book of Acts, because in the Gospels, you learn very little about the brothers of Jesus Christ. But then when you get into the book of Acts, all of a sudden you find them becoming believers and getting involved in the work and spread of the gospel. That only happened because of the word ponder. You see, they took all that they had seen, all that they kept for memories, and they took that moment, as the definition says, to think about it carefully, and especially before they reached a conclusion. They pondered those memories to come to the conclusion that absolutely Jesus is the Christ, the Savior. You and I in our lives, the memories we have that we have kept in our heart, we draw them out sometimes too to ponder them, to reflect on them. We as a church, when I look at the facilities and all that we have, it prompts me to ponder the memories of us laboring and working to build these buildings together as a church. And that strengthens my faith, because I remember how God provided miraculously. And let me tell you something. This COVID-19, mom, dad, everybody, this too will one day be a memory. And we will look back. We will keep it in our heart. And at some point, somewhere, sometime, we'll pull it out. And we will ponder on it. And we will see how God took us through, how He brought us through as a person, as a church, as a community, as a country, yes, even as a world. Our Lord is there for us. Mom, I know that your heart is full of a treasure trove of memories that you have kept there, that you draw out at times and ponder. And as a dad, I do the same. And even our teens, our young people, and even our children, they do the same. But it's part of what makes life precious, to have those memories. One of the things I love the most about the Bible is I'm reading a historical record of events that have transpired. And I hide them in my heart, as the Bible tells us to do. And then I can meditate on them and ponder them. It makes life better. I have a little poem for you that I want to read. It's entitled, "I'm Drinking from My Saucer." It's about blessings. Because when we draw from our reservoir of memories, it prompts us to remember the blessings God has given us. Listen as I read this poem. "I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now. But I don't worry about that much. I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along life's way, I'm reaping better than I sow. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Haven't got a lot of riches, and sometimes the going's tough. But I've got loving ones around me, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for many things, and the mercies God bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Oh, remember times when things went wrong, my faith wore somewhat thin. But all at once the dark clouds broke and sun peeped through again. So Lord, help me not to gripe about the tough roads that I've hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. If God gives me strength and courage when the way grows steep and rough, I'll not ask for other blessings. I'm already blessed enough. And may I never be too busy to help others bear their loads. Then I'll keep drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed." Each of us in our lives, if we will but just reach into that treasure chest of memories, we will see that, you know, we are blessed. Even in the midst of COVID-19, we are blessed. Let's have a word of prayer and let's close our service. Lord in heaven, we thank you. We praise you. We lift you up and glorify your holy name. For Lord, we are blessed. As we ponder all that the scriptures have given us as a historical record, As we take a moment to dip into all those memories we keep in our hearts and remember those precious things that you have done and given us throughout our lives, Lord, we are blessed. And I pray that even at this moment, if there be one person who's not yet received Christ as their Savior, they've not taken time to ponder the truths, the wonders, the miracle of Christ dying for their sins, then I pray today would be the day that they turn from their sin, they call out to you and ask you to come into their hearts and to save their souls. Lord, I pray you do that work as only you can do. We praise you and thank you on this Mother's Day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.